Venus in Copper, Falco, Book 3, written by Lindsay Davis and read by Lindsay Davis and Gordon Griffin.
Rome, August to September, A.D. 71. The bigger the turbot and dish, the bigger the scandal, not to mention the waste of money. Horace, Satire, 11.2. For me, it's enjoy what you have, though I can't feed my dependence on turbot. Perseus, Satire 6. I've no time for the luxury of thinking about turbots. A parrot is eating my house. Falco, Satire 1.1. Chapter 1. Rats are always bigger than you expect. I heard him first. A sinister shuffle of some uninvited presence, too close for comfort in a cramped prison cell. I lifted my head. My eyes had grown accustomed to near darkness. As soon as he moved again, I saw him, a dust-coloured, masculine specimen, his pink hands disturbingly like a human child's. He was as big as a buck rabbit. I could think of several casual eating shops in Rome where the cooks would not be too fussy to drop this fat scavenger into their stockpots. Smother him with garlic, and who would know? At a furnace stoker's chop house in some low quarter near the Circus Maximus, any bone with real meat on it would add welcome flavour to the broth. Misery was making me ravenous. All I had to gnaw on was my anger at being here. The rat was browsing nonchalantly in one corner among some rubbish, months-old debris from previous prisoners, which I had avoided as too disgusting to explore. He seemed to notice me as I looked up, but his concentration was not really there. I felt that if I lay still, he might decide I was a pile of old rags to investigate. But if I shifted my legs defensively, the motion would startle him. Either way, the rat would run over my feet. I was in the Lautumii prison, along with various petty felons who could not afford a barrister, and all the forum pickpockets who wanted a rest from their wives. Things could be worse. I might have been in the Mamertine, the short-stay political holding cell, with its 12-foot-deep dungeon, whose only exit for a man without influence was straight down into Hades. Here, at least, we had continual entertainment, old lags swearing hot subura oaths, and wild swoops of disconcerting mania from hopeless drunks. In the Mamertine, nothing breaks the monotony until the public strangler comes in to measure your neck. There would be no rats in the Mamertine. No jailer feeds a man condemned to death, so leftovers for the rodent population are scarce. Rats learn these things. Besides, everything there must be kept neat, in case any high-flown senators, with foolish friends who have offended the emperor, want to drop in and relate the forum news. Only here, in the Lautumii, among the social dregs, could a prisoner enjoy the keen excitement of waiting for his whiskery cellmate to turn round and sink its teeth into his shin. The Lautumii was a rambling affair built to house squadrons of prisoners from provinces which were restive. Being foreign was a regular qualification, but any thorn who prickled the wrong bureaucrat could end up here as I had done, watching his toenails grow, and thinking harsh thoughts about the establishment. The charge against me, insofar as the bastard who committed me to prison had a charge at all, was typical. I had made the fundamental error of showing up the Emperor's chief spy.